Okay, we're continuing Shara B'Tochen, middle of Perek Sheni, Daf Reish Yud Gimel. Kashe Nachkora Ele Shivat Noim, when we look at the seven conditions which is needed in order to be able to rely on anyone, Leinim Tzoyim, we will not find him in any human club, the Bruin. We wouldn't find him in any of the people. Leinim Tzoyim Kulam Aboy Rizal. Find all seven conditions, we find them all the Ba'akodesh Baruch. First of all, Shuhu Merachem al B'yoyz, because Baruch Hu is absolutely his mercy on his creatures. Kavosh Shekosim, the Boz Rachem V'chan in Hashem. Hashem is the Rachem V'chan. Omar says, Ani lo yochus al Nineveh, Yirak Zaylo, Hashed al Nat, have mercy on Nineveh, the big city, also they had sinned. So that's number one. So that is counting all seven conditions which you learned, which is needed in order to be able fully to be relying on somebody. You must have, first of all, has to be a merachem. Second, she enemies Allah, that he sees everything is aware of everything. Moshe Kosar post success in the Layonim, the Layishan Shalom Yisrael. Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't sleep, doesn't doze off a minute. Third, she chocham ve lo yinutzach, that he is absolute smart and he could never be. Nobody could win over him. Otherwise, his rachmonis cannot be obstructed. Moshe Kosher, the pasuk says, "Chacham leiva, Kosh Baruch Hu is the smile, the amitz koyach, the endless strength. Mihik sha'ela b'yishla. Who could compare himself to him? Who could compare himself to Kosh Baruch Hu? Omar, the pasuk says, "Lecho Hashem, to you Hashem belongs. Hagdula, the greatness, Vagvura, the strength, but the fairness, the beauty, Vanetzach, the evidence, Vahoidin, the beauty." In all the attributes, Ksir the Posse Hashem Elokach Bekirvech, Kosh Baruch Hu, your God is in the midst of you, it means continuously observes you, Giboy Yoshia, Kosh Baruch Hu is the endless power which helps. It means there's nothing in the world could hold back Hashem's help you. Shumis Yachet, Kosh Baruch Hu Be'an Hogas Odot, he's unifying himself with the man's life, Mitzchila Sinyam Vascholos Gerulosa. Now, and then comes the fourth element, Shumis Yachad Vanogas Odom, that he is united with the conduct of a man's life, Mitchilus Yimatzcholus Yilosa, from the beginning of his growth, and from right from the beginning, his Hashem is there. In other words, one of the conditions that you should be able to detect on a person knows you, the power on who you rely knows you from the early, from your time you came to inception and developed and so on, he knows. So Kosh Baruch Hu Moshe Kosar Posse Kosar Yivichu Konecha, Kosh Baruch Hu is the one who had acquired you, he made you, Bokanerecha, he established you. It means that Kosh Baruch Hu, you could rely on him because he's there from the beginning.
Knows every detail.
Every detail, Kosh Baruch Hu is in command. Woman says, Alecho Nismachti, on you Hashem, I had relied and depended, me better and me may imi, from the womb of my mother, Ata Goizi. You are my trimmer. A man is being trimmed, formulated. Like milk, you melting me. Like milk is fluid, and like cheese, you structuring me. Cheese is hard. So Hashem does. He did all of the liquid in us and in all the parts of us. Showing in all the parts. Shita Alta Vazeko A number Shusa Odam. But Shita Alta Vazeko A number Shusa Odam, and the benefit and the damage of is not in the authority of a man to benefit you. Any conduct is not in the authority of the man. Kim Biyada Boyer Salavar is only in the hands of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kumashinam Lord Posik says, Miza Omar Vetei, who is there who could say, and it should become, if Adonai Lo Yitzivo, if Hashem had not commanded, Mepielyam from the mouth of from above, the say to Roy Sotav, does not go out, neither Roy, neither Tav. It means nothing could interfere with Akodesh Baruch Hu's desire. Obviously, says, Yovash Chotzir Nobel Tzitz, it will dry out the greens. Nobel Tzitz is going to fall down, the bumbles from the tree. Those all have a cycle of getting lost forever. Dvarav Ken Yokum Le'olam, but the words of Hashem stays forever. Omer says, Ochel Chotzir Om. The people are like Chotzir, like growth, which comes and goes. But the Kodesh Baruch Hu is standing forever. Kodesh Bor, Idem of Zeb, Ma'amar Shlishi, Min HaSefer, Zeb already explained this in the third Ma'amar, Ma'asheyesh Badai, that the Kodesh Bor who's doing is staying forever, that means he's absolute full, it's one of the conditions on whom he could rely. The next one was, Shri Dibusoy Koleles, Ochazoy Soibes, that the desire of Hashem, and his kindness, his chesed, is surrounding the entirety of the person in every sense. Kuma shekos lakpos etzai v'shem lakoy, Kodesh Baruch Hu to everyone, v'rachma v'kol ma'asav. He has mercy on all his deeds. Omer says, noisem lechem l'chol v'osu, Kodesh Baruch Hu gives bread for every flesh, ki l'oilom chazik, forever is his greatness. Omer says, v'seche sudecho mezbel l'chol chay rosai. Open up your hand and satiate every life rosai. Actually, I just can't pass by this two psukim without commenting on which a piece of the Gemara says in Perek Yud Gimel in Netzach Yisroel, and since we're doing a little bit, we're working on Bitochen, that we see there's two levels, there's two stages in Bitochen, there's two madregas in Bitochen. One madrega in Bitochen we spoke many times is that the person, there's a lower level of bitachon when people have a reliance of Hashem that He will do what I want. Go out to work, I want to make this business. I'm thank Hashem, I hope that this thing is going to work. I have bitachon, it's going to be good. It's a bitachon, but it's not the high madrega of bitachon. This means Hashem will give me what I want. But the real high madrega of bitachon is not so. I don't know what is good for me, it should be good, shouldn't be good for me. I'm going out and doing what I have to do. That's Machir Fahishtablis. But I'm asking Hashem, Hashem, you do what you want. You do what you want. Why doing Yishtablis? Because that's the mitzvah. I have to be spamma, that's the mitzvah. I have to know what I want in order to know for what to pray. It's a much a high madrega of the Tochen. That's what Chazani said. That's the real tranquility. The Tochen doesn't mean that I'm living peacefully because I know Hashem is going to fulfill my desires. But suppose it doesn't. Suppose it's not that. Suppose it's not good to you. So then you have to be big. Then you have to. You could very easily be disappointed. How many times could you be disappointed again and again and again? So if bitochen is, it's going to be like I want. But it's still a bitochen. If don't get confused, because many times you see it's being stated. So in this summary, show him also mashu that's bitochen, because. But it's still this also bitochen, but it's a lower level bitochen. The high level bitochen is that I'm totally calm and tranquil. I know Hashem knows what He's doing, but I must be able to know what to do. I must be able to know for what to pray. So Kodesh Baruch Hu made desires and needs in us, and this is my guidance. I know I need no money. I go out, I have to do something. So, because there's a need for me in money, in order to make ishtablus, in order to go to work. Now, to go to work is to give me money, not to give money, no. Because the money will be anyway given or not given, regardless if I work or not. The work is not a means to a goal, a means to bring me money. Because the work will either bring me, either not bring me, regardless if I work or not, because Hashem is giving me money. So why do you go out to work? The work is a goal in himself. That's the sheet of the Chodesh of Earth. The work is a goal in himself, and I have a need. The need is the guidance to make sure that I want to go to work. Now, how should I work? I have to work in such a condition, such a form, to try to make money. But will it really bring in the end of money? I don't know. That depends on Hashem. Same thing is tefillah. Tefillah is not a means to a goal. Tefillah is not to daven in order to get well. Tefillah is a goal in himself, the mitzvah to daven. And when Hashem wants me to daven, Hashem makes somebody sick because I want your tefillah. Will tefillah? Now, what is condition of tefillah? Ask Hashem, make me well. Ask Hashem, make me well. Does it always have to be answered? Yes, it's always being answered, not necessarily the way you demanded it, to get me well. It's going to be answered, but Hashem wants to answer you. Why? Because many times, the person doesn't get well, it's not being answered, but the tefillah is still fulfilling his mitzvah. No tefillah is going for no reason. The tefillah has an end in himself. No, however, the fact that you became sick is only a message from Hashem. Hashem wants that I need your tefillah. I have to accomplish something with your tefillah, but there's nothing to relate it to your sickness. And maybe, and therefore, the outcome of the sickness has nothing to do with the tefillah. If a person died after tefillah, doesn't mean the tefillah was wasted. And if a person had rescued in it, doesn't mean necessarily connected, but so it's going to say later, to say how many people have been getting well without being praying for them. And how many people die even if they have been prayed for them. So the outcome is not related to that. However, tefillah is still what the sickness is nothing more than a compass. Sure, now Hashem says I want tefillah. That's the high level of bitachon. That's the high level of bitachon. And actually this is involved in the two psukim. It says, Noise lechem lechol vosar. Kodesh Baruch Hu gives bread to every flesh, to every human being. Kilo el chavos forever is your kindness. This is the bitachon that Hashem gives to people what they want. People want bread. As the Maral says, lechem and bosar is gashmi, is materialistic. It's a materialistic bitachon. I'm hungry, I need food, Hashem gives food. That's the lower level of bitachon. Oh man, there comes the high level of bitachon. We say to Hashem, open up your hand, it must be a satiate lechol chai to every living creature. Rotzoin, your desire. Give me Hashem your desire, not my desire. The Kutta Torah brings the Balatana says, Shat, Rotzoin, but the Makodif is the Maral. Says, why is Asher Yoshe, the Tfil of Asher, superior to someone who says three times Tfil of David? It's Mustafa Shabana Oilam Abo, says the Gemara, why? But he would just say, because it says Tfechus Erecho, so Halal Agola says, no, it's Lech Lechal Bosa, Kilo Erum Chazai. So no, it's Lech Lechal Bosa, Kilo Erum Chazai. So then it's about, you would say, because Asher Yoshe is with Aleph Beis, so Asher Tmi Medeich is also written with Aleph Beis. One because it's both. It says the Aleph is supposed to say Chesedech. So the Aleph is Masbir. I'm not going to get into the part that is explaining the Aleph is the Seder of Aleph is covers the entire Brocha from Aleph to Tov, which is his Brocha. But beside that, it says that the Noise Lechem Chol Bochzer is the requirement of asking Hashem Panosa, which is Gashmi, materialistic B'toch. You ask something, Hashem, give me food, I'm hungry. And then you know what you're asking. Hashem has to answer you what you're asking. But the parnosa which we ask in Tfilah Ladovit, Pasecho Sedecho, open up my ear and Mazel Chol Chai Rotzoin. Then we're not asking Hashem, give me what I need. So Hashem, give me what you want. Give me what you want, Pasecho Mazel Chol Chai Rotzoin, give me a Rotzoin. In Emesis, this is actually Mashma in the Tfilah himself. It says, we say it in Tfilah Ladovit also, Sheein Asher Ein Chol Yelecho Yisabeiru. All the eyes to you, they are hoping. Ein Chol Yelecho Yisabeiru. The desire, ein echoil, the eyes from everyone, elecho to you, saberi, the hope. But after nois lehem, you give them his ochla, their food, beitoi, in the time. It means you give them what they want, you give them their food, what they want. That's the low level of bitochum. Nois lehem chol bosar. And then we say, pesecho sedecho, mezbal chol chalote. So we say, tzadik Hashem, mechol derochof, mechosit mechol maasof. We divide the pasuk to tzadik Hashem. Because Bok is righteous, b'chol derochav, in all his ways. B'chosid is a chosid b'chol ma'asav in all his actions. What's going on here? What's the chilek between tzadik and chosid and derochav and ma'asav? It's also in two levels. Derech means a style. Derech means a style. You know, if you go to Route 306, you're going south, you're getting to Monsi. You're going north, you're getting to Pomona. It's a derech. You know what to expect. Maisim is deeds, which you don't know what it is, you don't know what the Maisim, you don't know what's next going to become. Now this, now that, now that. Kodesh Baruch Hu relates to people also to us. You have the lower level bitochen, Kodesh Baruch Hu is a tzaddik. You deserve, you have bitochen. You really rely on Hashem that you're hungry, you need food, and you need panos, and you're going out and you really want money. That's the lower level bitochen. Kodesh Baruch Hu is also tzaddik, he's a righteous. Tzaddik Hashem achol derochav, Kodesh Baruch Hu, you went to work, you're making money. It's a derech. You go to the doctor, you're getting healed. Okay, I'm righteous, I'm answering you, feel it the way you want. But Chosid, the one, the second prayer, Pesach, Sevi, Chol, Chai, Rotsa, give me your desire, you're not dictating to Hashem. You're just asking Hashem because there's the mitzvah to ask. Let Hashem do what He wants to do. Chosid, B'chol, Ma'asav. Chosid is greater than a tzaddik. Because Bok is a Chosid, B'chol, Ma'asav. In all His deeds, yes, no, it's not the derech, it's not the outcome, has nothing to do with my investment. Nothing to do with it. Chosu chol masa. It's the kor of Hashem chol koyrov. Kodesh Baruch Hu is close. Anyone who calls out to Him puts in an order. There's a lower level. Kodesh chol chol hashikri. Ooh, and all those call out the emes. Absolutely, emes means there's naked emes. Ain emes ele toira. Is the Baal HaTanya. Ain emes ele toira. Those who call out with the emes, the emes they give you points. Zochol chayrotzon. The Baal HaTanya. You see that the Tfilah of David also divides. in these two levels, I think I'm...
You
want
to say that Ratzon is...
Ratzon Hashem.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's a, this is Masmur from... The Ratzon says this clearly, but the Meral says it's not a simple pshat. A lot of pshat, it's all chol chai rotzon. He says it every lie, but he wants. But then there's no chilek between... Then what's the chilek between us and Echol Chol Bosa? Says the Meral, no, it's Echol Chol Bosa. It's Gashmi, the only guy gives what he wants, materialistically. But the Nazir Chol Chai Rotzon is the spirit. He gives him the Ruchnis Diga Rotzon, but it's the Rotzon Hashem, not necessarily materializes in the physics what he wanted. So obviously, in every tefillah, you have to... But both of them is needed. There's the two steps. First, you have to have the low level B'toch, and then you go higher and higher. But say...
I was wondering about if a person has a lot of opportunities to do work for not for money, like mitzvah work or
yeah. No, it depends. It depends. If you have the right to do it or not. If you could, a man has priorities. Okay, you're single. You have to make panosa because you have to get married and you have to make a living. So why does Hashem doesn't give you money now? So Hashem could have made so that your father should be pretty rich. And a buck comes into his head, I want to give Aaron endless money, I will give him, I will divide him, I should go for the next 10 years and sit and learn. So there's no problem. Then you sit and learn. You can't learn, do work for no money, help people, make mitzvahs, and get married because it's not interfering. Of course, why not? I mean, it depends. Listen, if a person has money, okay, I think that's the thing. Take a person who has money, make panosa for the children, he has money. He has locked up CDs for $10 million and he has $1 million income every year. And he's a Talmud Chacham. He's allowed to take money for teaching children in Torah. He's a Rebbe teaching Rosh Hashir. Is he allowed? Not allowed. He's not allowed. He's not allowed. He's not allowed. We have to do chesed. We have to help each other out. He's allowed to take money. He's not allowed. How come a teacher takes money? He has to make a living. He can't teach. He has to live from somewhere. So he's not taking money from teaching, you take much of a sarbatera, but he has to be able to read. A real Talmud Chacham only is allowed to take it in Torah. There's all kind of things which he takes salary. So indeed, he doesn't take salary according to his performance. A professor goes to college, he gets salary according to his performance. If he's a professor of math in a high school, he gets so much. And he gets in college, he gets so much. And if he's a PhD, he gets so much. Because I'm worried so much. I'm giving service, giving my money. In Torah, it's not so. The biggest Rosh Yeshiva, you could be sure of Shach, gets probably less salary than a second grade Rebbe gets. It's nothing to do with his performance. It could be the biggest Rosh Yeshiva and teach thousands of children with the highest level of Torah. It doesn't mean it. A Rebbe could be the big. It doesn't. It's not money. He's not serving. You can't pay his services. He wouldn't want to pay his services. Are you giving him money? Yes, he has to live. And you give up, yes, to live. That's all that has to take. We never. Now, Emes Diga Zvulun, Emes Diga person who Hashem wants him to be out on the world, as much he would want to learn, but either he's not capability of learning, whatever it is, he's handicapped to learning, and Hashem wants him out in the world. And if he sees this is work in the outside, it's Torah, last of the Jewish, because this is to say, last of the Jewish, it's a business. Torah is like Asik, it's a business. Whatever you do in Torah, you live 24 hours Torah, it's the same thing in the outside. You're not allowed to invest your time for money unless you need the money. Obviously, it doesn't mean if you go to work for IBM, it says, listen, just give me the minimum thing. IBM has to pay you services. But if you have your money to live on, and you have to make an extra, you have to chesed with somebody, you have to help somebody out, you shouldn't take money for that. If you sell services, you take money for it. But if you're a ben Torah, and you're ben Torah also in the working, so all your existing to give you time in for Avodas Hashem. What's Avodas Hashem? Either learning, either helping Jews, either teaching others, either praying for others, whatever it is, you belong to Hashem. You belong to, and Hashem says, Ma'ani b'chinam, just like I gave myself free. Apart from b'chinam, you have to give yourself free. So anytime you take money in order to substantiate, to sustain yourself. You have to sustain your life, your family, you have to sustain. Now, when you are in the Torah world, you don't never take money according to what you are worth. Take money according to what you need. Of course, when you give civil work for civil people, they have to pay you how much you are worth, but what for? Not in order which you could, if you are a high performer and you could live, you could work on 4-hour work, doesn't mean that you should still go out and work 8 hours and 10 hours and put the money in the savings account. No, they should pay full what you are worth. Just in 4 hours of work, you made your panosa, then go back and sit and learn and do Yiddishkeit. But obviously now you have your periodicals, what Hashem wants from me. Now a person has to get married just to make a living. You're not allowed to make work for free. Now we're not allowed. Yes, so you're not working for money, you're working for mitzvahs. You're working to make money in order to do what I have to do, what I'm obligated to do. And the first obligation is to support the family, to make it civil. This is for every human being's responsible. And if a person does it for that sake only, the Gemara call is a chesed b'chol eis. Who is the one that does kindness, chesed, tzedokah b'chol eis? The other one is ishtar v'bonav, those who provide food for his. Imagine, you go out to work, I'm feeding my wife and children, I'm doing tzedokah b'chesed. I'm doing tzedokah b'chesed, it's a selfish act. Not a selfish act. Because I'm selfish, but I'm very much believing my wife and children will have just as much food if I don't work either. Hashem gives food. No, it's a lechem l'chol, because Baruch gives bread. So I'm not giving. So what are you doing out there? Hashem says, I want you to go out to work. So therefore I'm going out. And I want you to become my shliach to food my children. So then it becomes a mitzvah. I'm not only a natural, physical man like every Italian would feed his children. The Italian feeds his children. I don't feed my children. Hashem feeds his children. I'm only a messenger of Hashem. So a shliach Hashem. So every minute you're doing tzedakah v'chesed. The minute you live the emes and you live in the concept of the family, the tzedakah v'chesed, even while you're working, feeding your own children, you're productive. You're doing tzedakah. Besides feeding your children, you're doing tzedakah v'chesed. Why doing tzedakah v'chesed? Because you really firmly believe Hashem would feed them anyhow. So why you? Because Hashem wants you. So I'm doing tzedakah. If I give charity to a poor man, do I feel really I'm giving this poor man? Hashem gives the poor man. If Hashem gives it through me, and it gives it like it's my mitzvah. If I feed my five and children, I believe, I feed them. No, Hashem feeds them. Why through me? That's my mitzvah. That's my tzedakah v'chesed. Oh, it's a tzedakah v'chesed.
Yes. As a long-lived idea, suppose that a person is working, and well, let's say he has that kavanah, that he's doing it to be a shaliach, and he knows the Eibush is
providing. How do you know he means it?
No.
How do you know he means it? How does it manifest he means it? When is the proof he really knows it and he means it? When, see, that's what you could think about, but you may fool yourself. You know when? When you never, you're always always tranquil, you're always easy. Let's just go in business, you don't get petrified of a competition because you know Hashem is behind it. You worked enough, you made a panosa enough, you don't work overtime, you put it. Then you really mean that you mean it.
This is my point. So let's suppose that in the middle of his business day, he gets an opportunity to do a mitzvah. I'll give a specific example. Bikur Cholim calls up. Could you maybe drive somebody to the hospital or take somebody to New York City, whatever it is? You're in the middle of business day, trying to make this clear. So you could say, look, I need the mitzvah. Somebody needs help. Maybe I could get somebody else to drive, but I could also do it, go away, I could do it. So maybe I'll rearrange my business plan or whatever. How does a person
Very simple,
like
very
that?
Simple, very
you
simple, know? Very simple.
You could say, well, I'm doing the mitzvah already.
Very mitzvah. The klal is oisig b'mitzvah, potter b'mitzvah.
Is that supply
of course. No. The person is involved in a mitzvah, is potter for a mitzvah. Now, if you are there to make money for money only, so now we ask you to do a mitzvah, and if you close it, and then you make a little bit less money, so of course you have to do the mitzvah. But if you are here only to work, to do mitzvah, you're not here to make money. And how long is it a mitzvah? You only work there as long as you need this money.
Oh.
Then you're oisik b'mitzvah. Oisik b'mitzvah potter mitzvah. So I'm sorry, I'm not oisik b'mitzvah. I'm not oisik b'mitzvah. And the klal is oisik b'mitzvah potter mitzvah. However, there is a klal. If esher l'kayim shneim, if you could do both, then you have to do it. Esher l'kayim shneim, oisik b'mitzvah potter mitzvah. You're not supposed to jump around. But again, when could a person free himself while he's doing business for not to be involved with other mitzvahs, but he considers his work himself as a mitzvah? And if he considers his work himself as a mitzvah, then he could say, oh, it's a mitzvah, but a mitzvah. But if he considers by being a business, he's now making business enough to do with him. See, if you say in the bracha, in the morning, last good evening, sorry, I'm going to be busy in the voice of Torah. You make the bracha for 24 hours a day. Your wife also says the same thing. She's standing in the kitchen, she's making last good evening, she's watching the kashas, making Shabbos, also cleaning it out. It's also last good evening, sorry. You, when you go to business, also last good evening, sorry. So then you consider why you're doing business a mitzvah. Now, when do I know that you're in business for mitzvah, you're not in business for business, that you do your minimal. Your involvement is the minimal. You do whatever is needed as how much Hashem sent you. But if you're there to make extras, you're not in for mitzvah, you make the money. Now, if you're there in minimal, you do what you have to do. All of a sudden comes a mitzvah, because I'm going to read the sun, I'm sorry, I'm mitzvah now. I'm doing my minimal anyhow. I'm only making a minimal, I'm oisik mitzvah, I'm oisik mitzvah. But if you're here to make money, How? Because you do more than the minimum, then you're not going to do a mitzvah. You're making money. Of course you have to stop making money if you can and go do a mitzvah. If you overstop, you're not going to do a mitzvah. So it comes out that the whole, the oyster tzedokah b'chol eis, that you do tzedokah all time, but the farmer's born of Ishta is only, but you know, the whole being out there is not me making money. I'm saying because Hashem sent me there. How much Hashem sent me, that's how much I am there. But Hashem didn't send me, I'm not there anymore. So if I'm out there making business because Hashem sent me there, you can't be interrupted. Listen, there's a mitzvah b'kachol, I'm going out to do it. It's a mitzvah, for the mitzvah. I'm a mission of a mitzvah all time. Oyster tzedokah b'chol eis. But unfortunately, we are not that level. Unfortunately, we're not at level, and we're not feeling it, and we're not okay. So we are there on our own mission. On our mission, of course, if there's a mitzvah coming in mitzvah, and of course, it's not a point. If you're working for somebody else, you're not allowed to do it. Not even Krishna Hali was martyred, only the first process, because you're going to the Yubalabas. But if you're in business yourself for business, and you're there to make business and not making mitzvahs, of course, you have to interrupt. Again, if you cover your minimum.
That's the first ingredient. You got to be covering your minimum. If you're not covering your minimum, then
because the minimum because
of the
minimum no. If the one hasn't got bitochen, it's not a submit. It's an obligation. It's an avdus. It's a klal. It's a curse. You have to react. Hashem says, go out and feed your children. It's the order.
Uh-huh.
See, you could convert the order into a mitzvah. So if you're a man, a self-made man, I can't make money. You're not relying on a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So then you're not making any mitzvah by working. However, there's a minimum which you have to do. And there's a balance which you do because you want to do it. There's a priority. Hashem says, I want you to feed your children. Regardless if you do mitzvah or not, I want you to feed your children. The minimum you have to bring in. And that person is unfortunate because this nice curse, he has to bring in a minimum. He's not even having a mitzvah because he thinks he makes the money. See? The one who's not bitochen is neutralizing himself even from the basics also. He's fulfilling the mitzvah of feeding his children. Fulfilling mitzvah, feeling it, but while working, it doesn't matter. If you take a welfare check, you're also fulfilling that. To fulfill your chayav, to feed your children, you're fulfilling it even by getting a welfare check, by manipulating all kinds of things, you're also fulfilling that. But the actual work which you do, the shtals which you make, is not related to a mitzvah, because you know, you choose, because I want to make money. The proof, because you have already enough, you go on, you're not relying on Hashem. See, the only one who's the absolute bitochen, he's the one who's converting every moment into a mitzvah productivity. And that only manifests himself. Says that Seichel Goizer, and only the Seichel dictates, the intellect dictates, because it's Ela Shiva and Yonim, we have the collective, all seven elements which you just mentioned, Mavoyer Isala, Mibilti Anivrom, all the seven things only is cumulative only by Hashem. Only Hashem has his all seven things cumulated, but not by any creature. And not because I have to prove that Hashem has this element. But since I divide it in order to be able to rely on somebody, that somebody must have the seven conditions met, and you will not find any creature the seven conditions met except for Kodesh Baruch, as the Pesuk testifies. The Kashi is Boris and Odom, since this thing has been clarified to me, and Chazek HaKoros Mamitas Chesed Avoyer, and Chazek HaKoros. It's not now that it's Barer, sometimes it's Barer, you prove the point, but you prove the point, but you forget about the point. It has to be chazek hakorosa. You have to strengthen that recognition in the man. The mitzvah chesed avoy, the truthness of the chesed Hashem. How do you? Because when a man continues, there is an absolute chiyuv on a day-to-day life, always to see the involvement of Hashem in every hashgacha pratis. Because the more you see in every little thing the hashgacha pratis, the hashgacha pratis of Hashem. It's more is nischazek hakoros as a mitas chesed avoyda. Always those people, the nature lovers, isn't it a big thing to go out to nature and to get fascinated with Hashem's chokhmah, with Hashem's this? Isn't it a great thing to go to see the great adventures, or how do you call it, in Niagara Falls? And they spend so much time to go away for a 3-day trip, missing minions, missing all things. Isn't it a great thing to see the beauty of a Kodesh Baruch Hu? It's fascinating. Absolutely, it's very great. When you finished everything till there, did you utilize every moment of life seeing this Gocha Pratis? First, see the Chosh Gocha Pratis in every little thing, but you bend your fingers, see that Gocha Pratis of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, get fascinated by that. Now, you need the extra fascination, okay, go, travel 3 days for that. But by the way, you're not spending 3 days, because every second of travel, you see the Chesed Hashem anyhow. What is it, fail to see in every moment of life, to see the Shgocha Pratis to be Mechazek HaKoros and Amitas Chesed HaBoire, then you go down to the great adventures and in the great canyons, how you call it, whatever. What is that? You're fooling yourself. Who are you fooling? You could see it every moment. Yiftach Boyd, the person who will be strengthened with the Amitas Chesed HaBoire, he will always rise Shem Moser Elof, will be totally given over to Shem, and Niyach HaNagos Elof. So that's the real betochen. Yiftach Boyd, see, how does the betochen manifest itself? The real betochen. He relies on him. The Moser Elof is going to be given over to Hashem. He says, I'm in your arms. Do me to what you want. When Niyach Hanogosoi is going to let go down Hoga. Hey, Olaf, I'm him, Hashem. It never is going to be Chosh Hashem in his name. Anything which is happening, he will never keep it against Hashem. He will never be disappointed. He will never be angry. Why he relied on the Kodesh Baruch Hu. See, sometimes, you know, as I said many times, there's a hidden dividing line between Bitochen and Bitin Afkeiros. Bitin Afkeiros. It's a very, very tiny line. Sometimes people, just because they're lazy, they're inconvenient, and then they go out to do what they have to do. It's a Bitochen. Whatever's going to be, it's going to be. Every Bitochen, that's everything. It's nothing with an Afkeiros. Really, directly, they're lazy. They don't want to do it. How do you know if it's an Afkeiros or Bitochen? If it doesn't work out the way you expect it to work out, and then you regret it, I should have done it. And your wife says, you see, if you would have done it, it wouldn't be like that. And you really regret, it shows a sort of chaos, of laziness. But if you accept, you don't regret, and you're not angry, and that shows really, it's a bit of. That's what he says here. Yaniyah Haragos Olof is going to rely his anog on a Kurdish Bach. He will never be choshed, everything doesn't go up. He will never be angry at Bechirosara while he chose to rely on Hashem. If it will happen again, I'm going to do it again. So when a person wants, he relies on Hashem. And we questioned, did he rely or was it a negligence? And it didn't work out for him. And the second time, we'll do it again. And it's proof that he doesn't have Bechira. Because he really hopes, because he knows no matter what he would have done, that would be the outcome anyhow. Nothing changes. I lift the cup of hope, Hashem Hashem Ekro. In the name of Hashem, I will call out. Tzorah v'yogon emtzo, posis asurit. Tzorah v'yogon emtzo. All kind of tzorahs, v'yogon in pain, emtzo found. If Hashem Hashem Ekro, call it the name of Hashem. It's not tzorah v'yogon. The posis, kois yeshua is eso, I'm lifting the cup of hope. Yeshua's means yeshua's, helps. What's Yeshua is?
Salvation.
Sometimes, salvation, okay? The cup of salvation as I lift. What's the cup of salvation? Sometimes you lift a cup, it's a full cup. It's a beautiful cup. Sometimes you lift a cup, it's empty, it's full of bitter experiences. Both of them. Because Yeshua is also. Anything which is happening to me, I'm lifting a cup of salvation. Why? Because B'Shem Hashem. Everything is the name. I always call the name of Hashem. Everything which is happening to me comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No matter what is happening to me, I'm always lifting the cup of salvation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not because I did right, I did good, he hurt me. Nobody could touch me, nobody could alter me, nobody could change. Everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, this is the high level of Bitochen, which is the Bitochen. The lower level is the Derech to Bitochen. It's the, not the Bitochen, it's the Derech. Brings it to Bitochen. Perek HaShlishi, the third Perek, is Achdomes, what is the Achdomes, the preface, which you have to know, Asher Bebiruron, Rabitosa, that only be through the clarification of the truthfulness, Yishlam Lo Odam will be complete for the man of Bitochen Belokim, the Bitochen. You need Hen Chomesh. These 5 points which you have to be clear on, you have to be sure on, you have to be understanding on, in order to have, to possess the absolute beautiful Bitochen. Achas, one of them is, first thing which you need, Shiyamin, you believe it is Boreth, should be clarified by his captives, that all the 7 things which we just mentioned in the previous parak, they all are in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Asher Shkatzon and Mishabotchon, which have to be collected by all of them who rely, that you are capable of relying on. Only the one who has this, all the 7 conditions, only he is the one who could be relied on. Because the Chartim, I mentioned it, I already taught it to you, the Mashem Zamarim in HaKosei, I bought you all the psukim. Behem. Now he's repeating it, Horishan. The first thing of the 7, he's repeating now all 7 conditions. It's interesting, Chayv Sos is so busy repeating the 7. In order to be Bateyach, you have to have the 7. And by the way, who does it come to omit? Not to Zabkumit, somebody else, a man, you shouldn't be relying. I mean, it's you. Most people, if they're not b'teach on Hashem, they're either b'teach on themselves. They can't. Quite says, Adrabi, see if you have all the seven things in you. Which are they? Rishna first, Shabbat is Baruch Merachim al Adam, because Baruch is the absolute mercy, Yosh Mikol Merachim, or from any other one. B'chol Rachim Hachem, Rishim is also all of any other Rachim Hachem, which comes from Samir, Kuna Merachim Eir, Vachem Losek, everything comes from Kuzbo. As this man is taking care, it's also coming from Kuzbo. Kuma Shoma Kuzbo said, Menosa B'chol Rachim, Berachem Chol Erbecho, but Baruch will give you Rachim. And he will make other people to have Rachmanes for you. The Hirbacho is going to multiply. In other words, everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch. What shame is the second is Kabbalah is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all my men are often saying so that nothing can conceal from him or the ways how to benefit a man. But in essence, in the logic also demands it. Because the man is one of his creatures. Why should Hashem not be aware of all the needs of the man? If I can, just like a father, I produced a child, I gave birth to a child, of course I have to be aware of what the child needs. So Kodesh Baruch Hu, same thing. Maybe she'll be open to Kodesh Asui. There is nobody who will know the details, the way to improve the man, the Seder, what is damaging, but going on the single way, of all those things, but of course, you also say, nobody knows how to, best way, nobody could give an instruction book how to maintain the car than the producer of the car. But since Hashem is our producer, he's the only one who knows what is good, what is bad for us. The Emias have an Imtsabois Min Odam, if man would create somebody, something, like the car dealer, which the car Ford made, the General Motor made a car, he knows, Ashaloy Hatshu, but Masem Zilosu Tzil Mikris. What does the body? He just put together metal. He's not creating something from new, he's just putting things together. In his Havana's authority, it says how is the best way to maintain it. Is about a Kodesh Baruch Hu, which is creating it everything. Of course, he knows better to order you how to maintain and how to conduct your life. Acha shoyer shvatzura atzmis elamem shum tachbula v'lo yechodes lochatsha. But the man could never make an original creation. But a Kodesh Baruch Hu shechir shoyer shodam. Kodesh Baruch Hu ever had renewed, had created original creation, the root of the man, with tzirosoi, his formation, his chonosoi, and his seder chibura, the way he put them together. Who are chokham ayodea? Only Kodesh Baruch Hu is the absolute chokham which knows ben yonet ha'aloysav. He knows really all the details of the improvement of mention of Zokov and what is damaging the mensch. But toivle by lomoy, he knows what is good for the man in this world. Achrisav alaysav, he knows what is good now and also what is good in the end. Moshe Kosa, the Apostle says, Ani Hashem Elokech, I am the Hashem, your God. Melametcho, I'm teaching you, lohoyim, for your benefit, for your improvement. Madricho, which leads you and directs you, but derech terech in the way you should go. Because sometimes you do not see the immediate benefits that Hashem wants from you, but it leads to the future, and therefore you have to look for the future. It's an investment. Our life now and our deeds. Okay. Madricho cho bederech terech, because Baruch is guiding you in a way. Otherwise, we are living asher simime derech. Our entire life is a derech, is a way. With our entire 89 years of life is nothing more. It's a derech which leads you to an outcome. But the main thing is the outcome. So when Hashem does to you, you don't have to see immediately the benefit of it. Therefore, the real b'teach could never be really disappointed, because you know if you live for the moment, you need the momentary gratification. So if you didn't get it, you're disappointed. But if you live for the future, and it's a derech to that, and Hashem knows, so you never have questions on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There will never be disappointment, because you don't know what the outcome means. One more, like the pasuk says in Mishnah, "Kis Asher Yehev Hashem Yachiyach." If the one HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves him, he is Yachiyach. How do you call Yachiyach? He's rebuking him. He's correcting him. Ka'ov is Ben Yitzhak, just like a father who is rebuking his son. So usually when people complain things doesn't go well, it's the opposite. It's a proof because Kodesh Baruch Hu loves you. He's machiach you. Ashlish is the third condition which you have to be aware of as a preface to be talking. Kaboid is Borach. Kodesh Baruch Hu, best should you be chozak, we call chozak. He's stronger from all strength. It's Borah in his word, nixam we call dovar. Is stronger and it's more decreeable than any other thing. There's nothing in the world who is effective in this world as the Dvar Hashem. The Ein Meishiv is Dina. There's no power who could take back his din. Everything that Hashem wants, he does. So will be my words which come out of my mouth. Yosheva Lareka is never going to turn me empty. Unless it's going to fulfill what I want. Now this is so strong. The Einoid Milvad, there's no power outside of him, nothing could have, even Kishuv. think I told you to write something Gemara. The Gemara says a beautiful Gemara. This is the beautiful Rashi. There is a proof against the Shittas of Chazon Ish and Bitochen, which is actually not a Chazon Ish. It's a Chodesh of Ovis. As we always say, the Bitochen is not, it's going to be like you want. Bitochen is what Hashem wants. The Gemara says over there, because I said to you, Kol HaShech, he says that the Eid Meshiv is deal, nobody could alter the din of Hashem, nobody. And I, nobody, no tefillah, no power, nothing on the world could alter the Dvar Hashem. You see, there's powers in this world which they can. Now, for instance, Kishuv, witchcraft, right? The Gemara says, why is it called Kishuv? Shemakishuv is Pamalia Shemala. They go against the orders. They go against the decree from above. And there is many rishonim which do say that man could interfere with the orders from above. Makrishim Pamarshma says one thing, and he could do it. And there is also in the positive side that Tzadik goes to Kodesh Baruch Hu Mekayim. Tzadik is goes to Kodesh Baruch Hu Mekayim. So a man Tzadik could oppose the Rotzon Hashem, but the Matiri says no. Kol Asher Chofetz Hashem also. Call it the Kofetz Hashem also. So how do we survive the Tzadik Goyz? Because the Tzadik Goyz is also Kofetz Hashem. Kodesh Baruch Hu makes the Tzadik to be Goyzer. Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to help you. We made first not. So he makes the Tzadik should be Goyzer. This is a very complicated point. But let's speak, I won't go into it because how many people jump when I speak about this. But let's speak about the Kishuv. That's a Gemara. And it ends a beautiful Rambam with it.
But 9 days, you had students. You have a din, what's the difference? Or you shouldn't walk at certain hours during the day, during the 9 days, because
So what do you want to say?
If there's a din, it's a din. What's the difference?
It's a din.
Walking.
Yeah, that's a din.
Why can't I walk there? I mean,
That's a din. You're not doing it really because that's a din. And the din is based on that, but still, nothing goes against Hashem. Otherwise, if you were not being, if it wasn't meant that you're going to get hurt, you're not going to get hurt in the 9 days either. But why shouldn't you work? Because Hashem doesn't want you to work in the 9 days. It's a din. It's a din. The Gemara says as follows. The Gemara says a beautiful thing. The Gemara says that Chanina saw that a woman who wanted to make Kishu, who wanted to damage him, took earth underneath his bed. One of the ways to damage a person of the Kishu makers was that to take earth, dust from the man's bed, underneath the man's bed. With that, they were capable of damaging the man. Okay? So the Chanina saw this woman is doing it, and they were very effective. They were effective. So what did he say? He should have stopped her. Said, go ahead, do what you want. Go ahead, take. Who's afraid of you? I'm not afraid of you. Einoid milavada. There's nobody out there for Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't want to hurt me. Forget it. I'm not afraid of you. Says Rashi Pshat. What if Einoid milavada? There's nobody out there for you. But you see, this woman does things. Says Rashi. So why is it so sure Hashem will rescue you? You have to make your status to save you. Okay, it's like you would say, a car is running, and it's trying to hit you. And you stand there and says, go ahead, hit me. You can't hit me. If Hashem doesn't want to hit me, can't hit me. Hashem. But you see the car is hitting you. So Rashi says, ain't nobody else nobody outside of Hashem. You can't do what Hashem doesn't want to do for me. So I'm not afraid of you. And if you did hit me, Hashem hit me. There's no point of me saving myself. I'm going to get hit anyway. So that's Betochem. Betochem says, Pshat, I'm not afraid of you that you're going to, Hashem would salvage me. No, I'm not afraid of you because you're not effective at all. Any outcome has nothing to do with you. I'm in the hands of Hashem. That's what Chanina said. I'm not afraid. Go ahead and do it. Faked it. Ask the Gemara. How could he do such a thing? We said, what is Kishu? Shemakhishim Tamala Shemala. They could go against the decree from above. They could alter the decrees from above. Kishu could go against their self-authority. It means you have to do Chiv Hishtavlus. You have to do something. How come he didn't do anything? He said, if I'm gonna be damaged, so Hashem damage me. Go ahead. I'm not gonna do any chivishtav. And for the Gemara, Shalir of Chanina, different is the statue of Shinof is Chusa, it's a very big Chusa, it's a big tzaddik. And he is potter from Ishtavlus. And Rashi says the one beautiful voice which is not in a simple pshat, you have to say Mama Pshat like we say. Shemose Nafshe min Shemaim la Tziloi. The Chanina was Moise Nefesh, gave his life. That Min Hashemayim from heaven they should rescue. What is Nofis Chusa? That is a lot of Chusa. There is plenty a lot of Chusa. Maybe it was in this area of Bitochen, it was such a high madrega of Bitochen that he literally gave his life over in Hashem's hand. Hashem, you saved me. If you save me, I'm saved. If not, I'd rather die. I don't want to be given over to my ishtadlus. I could now save my life by stopping this mechashev, this the rich man, the lady, not to do it. By not letting her take a fighter. That's my. Let me give it out in today's motion. You see a car that's running 90 miles per hour, standing in the middle of the road, and naturally he can't even stop. And he's standing there, and he says, watch, get out, he's going to kill you. He says, I'm sorry, I'm not getting out, I'm standing here. If Hashem wants to kill me, he's going to kill me. If Hashem doesn't want to kill me, the car cannot kill me. Who could do it? Only one. It's not his chusid, he has his great chusid to do it.
Okay.
We are mamshich im shara betochem perek gimel tafresh tazoyim. Middle that he's explaining five things with what you could accomplish betochem. Says Varevis, in the fourth thing, Kihu Mashgiach al Hogos Bnei Odom Kula, Kodesh Baruch Hu is the one who is watching on all mankind. Lo Yinichem Velo Yisalem Hem, is never letting him go, he never looks away, Velo Yisosim Emeni Dover, and nothing is concealed from him. He cut them from the smallest little item, but Gedoylem unto the greatest thing. Velo Yashkichei Dover Es Dover, never will an issue make forget the other issue. Never one issue is pushing off another issue. Moshe Kosel, the Pesuk says, Lomo Sami Yaakov. Why should you, Yaakov, say, Sidaber Yisroel, why should you, Yisroel, express Nistero, Darki, it's hidden, it's concealed, my life, my style, my Hashem for Kodesh Baruch Hu. Merhai, from God, Mishpot Yavoid. The judgment will be passed, will not be asked for judgment. Why should you say, Yankov? Well, Omar, it says, Leidata, you know him, Leishamata, if you had not heard, Elohei Oilam, the God of the world, Hashem, the great creator, Boirik Tzoyseoritz, has created the corners of the world, which means he's involved in every facet of the creation. Lo Yia Velo Yiga, will never get tired. In Chekelis, and also there's endlessness, there's no limit to his wisdom, to his insight. So this is a very important part of the Bitochen. It's one of the seven crucial parts of Bitochen to remember that there isn't a part in this life which is not in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, controlled by Kodesh Baruch Hu. There's not one thing. It says, and that's what the Pesuk says. The Shai says, Lomo Soymir Yankov Dabar Yisroel Nistili Darkim Hashem. Why should Yankov say, O Yisroel, that my lifestyle, my derech, is hidden from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Melahim Yishpot Yavad, that Kodesh Baruch Hu couldn't care us. Many times, people may say, yes, I accept the fact that Hashem knows everything, controls everything, is involved in everything, but to say that he's going to make an issue of every little slightest little thing, every little item, yes. There's no such thing about Hashem. Hashem is never tired. There's no such thing that a big thing should make him forget a small little thing. Next, to understand that he's involved in everything is just like you have to understand when you see a machine going, you see a car running. The other thing, car is a very important function. It's a very small function. See, in the mechanism of the engine, a thing would just stop like that because it's involved with bigger things. The engine's wires are not a bigger thing. No, because in order the car should run, every little thing has to function properly. If not, also the running of the world, the motion of the world, everything is only what Hashem's doing. Hashem is the one who is running it, who is controlling it. And there's no such a thing that one action makes together other actions, one inter part of the action. The Chamish is, and the fifth, Eshter Zoyin. The fifth thing which you have to remember. She'en biyad echad ma'bruim, there is no way that any one of the other creatures in this world could help him and benefit him, and not to damage him, and not for somebody else. Only with the permission of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Only a slave which has more than one master, let's say a slave which has two masters, and everyone could have independently helped him. Every one of the master could independently help him or damage him. Then would be the case, lo itochel lo, then it would be not possible to stochel echad mem, should only rely on one. Because he hopes to get help by both of them. If one of them could make him bigger, could help him more than the others, he will more rely on the greater one, if he holds as much he can. Also he believes and still trusts the others too. If only one would have had the authority to help him or to cause him damage or to punish him anything, if doesn't help any help from anyone else. In other words, take a slave which has two masters, or let's say a man, let's say in our terms of today, those days was very the ordinary thing to be a slave. Let's take today, a guy has two jobs. He works 4 hours for one company, 4 hours for the other company. Both of them make the same money, and he's depending on both of these jobs. Now, if the both jobs are giving him panosa, obviously he relies on both of them. He's afraid of both of them. He thinks he shouldn't be fired by one of them. So he's relying on two because both of them are providing him. Should only one? Does a man have few jobs? If one of them is getting paid, one of them is crucial, the other one is nothing. He just has to do it. In the other job is meaningless to him, and he's only relying on one. So is man. When a person will feel, if he feels that no way could any person in this world help him or take away from him, he's only betechan kodesh baruch hu. He knows no person, no creature in this world could even. He's not even afraid of an animal. He says no animal could damage him. He's not afraid of any. He's not afraid of anyone in this world. Because he knows nobody could do to him things unless it's Nisan Bakodesh Baruch Hu. He's a real Batei Hashem. He's only one source of reliance, which is a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ken Keshiyag is also the man which will feel Shulaylani. Nobody could help him. Whereas he can, nobody could damage him. Echad Mivron. No one of the creatures. Eile B'Rishus HaBoyres Borah. Only in the authority and the permission and the message for a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Then Yoshiv Liba Mi'irosam V'Sikvosam. He will withdraw his heart from fearing them or relying on them. If a man is fearing a man, or a man is relying on a man, the fear or the reliance which he has to any other man is taken away from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Because there's no point of relying on anyone, there's no point of being afraid of anyone, except a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Because nobody could lift a finger to you in helping or damaging, unless he's the sent by Kodesh Baruch Hu. There's only one source which things could happen, only through a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So there's no point ever to be afraid. The Yiftach al Boyer Levadi, we only rely on Kodesh Baruch Hu. Moshe Rabbeinu, the Pasuk says, Al Tiftachu Ben Divim. Don't rely on the generous people. But then Odom on people, She'elim Seshu, they have no help, even if they want to help you. Since even you see a man who is very, very generous, don't rely on the generosity of people. Then Odom, because after all, he's only a man, She'ein Loi Seshua. He does not have the capacity of helping you. We see his generous people are helping. It's not him helping. Hashem is helping. However, since he's a generous people, generous person, he's a tzaddik, I'm going to send him as a messenger. But he cannot help you.
Yaakov himself was afraid.
Chazal tell us. He was afraid of his chetoim, that his chusim, that his Baruch Hu shouldn't punish him through him, to Esav. And he shouldn't punish Esav through him. That the year is afraid he shouldn't get killed, the Yitzhar, and it was hurt that he shouldn't kill him. He was equally afraid, so he didn't want to be given over in the hand of Esav. That Hashem should not punish him and punish Esav through each other. That's a different thing. That's like God with Masai. What we have to be afraid that, you know, we ask a person, please don't be the Shliach Hashem to hurt me. You don't deserve it. Or I don't want to be the Shliach Hashem. But no question, nobody. See, this is one of the real Baal Madrega. The real Baal Madrega for Batei Achiv, he could see a very interesting you could almost not fulfill the most basic essential mitzvah Hashem if you're not a Batei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Almost literally, you cannot be a Batei HaKadosh Baruch Hu if you can't fulfill. Take the mitzvah of Nekim in a Tira. Take the mitzvah of revenge, covet, or Sachmoid. The Sachmoid, Kol Asher Echo, don't covet, don't be jealous of anything which a person has. Now, obviously, you need this jealousy, you need to think in order to, he made it, why can't I make it? Or take the loises eloi sikon veloi sitoi. Don't revenge, or don't hold up any argument, revenge argument against your friend. You said, imagine, I mean, a human being is only a human being. Imagine you have a neighbor, and that neighbor, they get to the yon. There's nothing, one thing which he doesn't do against you. He chases his children and then he inherits your wife and inherits you and then I speak to Shnohar about you. No matter what, he's an absolute Russian. Okay, absolute Russian. And all of a sudden, and all of a sudden you see that he's getting in real trouble. He got trapped in his own doing. You tell yourself, let's see, come. And you could do a little thing, and you could really give him back a little bit. You should feel a little pinch what he is doing. So I said, don't you dare doing it. And don't you say a word, you see, it's good for you. You know, it's coming to it. Let's see, sir. I mean, after you're a human being. How can you hold back? The answer is, if you have no bitachon, really, you can't. It's absolutely not. It's a demand. It's a mission impossible. Because a human being, how could it be not? And by the way, let's see, let's see, sir. Is something, it is not in aloha, is also in your heart. You're not pure in midas if you have nekoma in your heart. If you are having somebody else's fall, it's like you have nekoma in your heart. It's very you're not cleaning that. Even you're not transgressing the poya and the loisase for the sikon. But obviously, this every loisase has his ashkofa, has his spirit, also in his intention too. Now, how could a person be absolutely clean? I said further, there's a mitzvah of two, the mitzvah of chesed, there's a mitzvah of raktua, to help a fellow Jew. The mitzvah to help a fellow Jew. Imagine a Jew opens up a store somewhere, is a real beginner. Suppose you work in a big factory, and there's a lot of workers, you have a lot for to say, the people trust you, you say a big shir, a lot of talmidim, and a person says, I just opened up a business, I need some support, malashe, I need... And my business will only be established if you're going to say good words about me. And I say to all the Talmidim, please go support this person. He needs a business. He has to get established. The Zaktaboy. For a month time, try to buy there. He needs a marriage. It's falling apart. If not, his business is closing up. And I would do it. So say, I'm talking about chesed. Why shouldn't I do it? I have thousands of Talmidim. And I give lectures in a tell them, please support this person, establish this. After 1 month, you go back wherever you buy in order to establish your stay in fact in business. It's no big thing. I'm not too generous if I do it. Now, what will be if that store is next to my store, and he makes a company, the building establishes, I'm closing up. If he stays there, I can literally close up. And I hold my parnosis depending on him, and I have 12 children, and I have dozens of grandchildren, and all the parnosis comes from this store. At the same time, I have influenced a lot of people. And now, when he opened up the store, give a pinch in my heart. Now, why did he give a pinch in my heart? Because I'm a boss of a dumb. After all, I'm a man. No matter how much betokan I have. Number two, it must give a pinch in my heart in order to know if you have to make a status or not. Now, what is my status? Was he allowed to open up a store? Wasn't he allowed to open up a store? If he doesn't allow to open up a store, I'm not supposed to sit back and doing nothing. I'm not supposed to inherit him. I'm not supposed to say bad words, speak lashon hara, nothing. He was not supposed to. There was mamshas sogas gvul, a clear cut sogas gvul. So if I go to the Rof and I ask his trailer, this man, so the Rof is calling him and says, Mister, I have the right to do it. You're not allowed to do this, or not allowed to sell this. Because that's a part of my status. Now, why does Hashem tell me to do part of his status in order to test me? Why does Hashem give a blank check, you could do anything that you want, let him do what, let his family said? No. Just like Hashem made me open up a store, it doesn't feed me automatically. So I have to open up a store with all the responsibilities of running a store. I'm not supposed to let somebody just to come and kill me and undercut me if he halachically has no right to do it. I have to stop him. What's stopping? Only halachically. Suppose the man is a vicious man. He doesn't listen to the bezin. It goes on anyway, does what he was. Now the bezin says, you're not even to go to court. They say, listen, this I'm not doing. This I'm giving over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because it's Chilul Hashem, even I'm allowed. That much Ishtarlos I wouldn't do. HaKadosh Baruch Hu forces me Ishtarlos, I have to bring him to the Bezin. If there wouldn't be a Chiva Ishtarlos, I wouldn't even bring him to the Bezin. Let him stand and say, what's going to be with you, Panosa? What's going to be? He's going to take away a penny from me? Let HaKadosh Baruch Hu worry. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me, how much money I'm going to make. It's his worry that these guys are undercutting me, not undercutting me. Okay, let him close me up. I'm going to sit in the cement. Maybe he wants to make a suspect out of me. He wants to bankrupt me. And how many Rabbanim, how many great people, they became Rabbanim, they became Torah leaders, only because Hashem forced them back to the Rabbanim, and to the Bismarck, and to the Yeshiva. It made them lose all their money, made them lose what they didn't want. They want to be, they were busy with other things. Because Baku forced them back. But I don't know. I'm interfering with because Baku's plan. Suppose I went to Skashaila and they answered me, he has the right to do the store over there. He has the right to do the store. He has the right to do the store. And then he comes over to me and he tells me, please put in a good word for me. My dependency of the business depends on you putting in a good word. Okay? How could a person be, a human being, so strong that he says to his constitution, go help him? You have to establish it. Go. 1 month you should buy by him everything. You have to be a little zaktubon. How could he? He's a human being. Okay, you can't lock him up. You can't destroy his business. You can't postpone his business. But helping your competitor who is literally undercutting you in a loca does not learn. Okay, I can't help. I can't do anything against him. But to build, but there's a mitzvah to build him. How can if no bitochen? But when you have bitochen, as you say, that nobody on the world could damage you, could hurt you, nobody could help you. Everything is a shulchan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything is a HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing. So what do I care next door to me? What do I care who you are, what you are? You could undercut me. But you can't take away a penny from me if Hashem doesn't take it away. Even if you deterred me, that's what Hashem wanted. Only with bitochen, a Jew, without bitochen, you can't even start being a mensch. Only, so bitochen is not a madrega. Bitochen is not only one extra good feature which you have to yourself that you can't. Without real bitochen, you don't start to be a yid in many, many areas which is fundamental to the Yiddishkeit and peace of the consciousness of life. You can't do proper chesed to a Jew because all the other chesed which you do for people, it's business. You do a chesed, I want you should do me back, I want to be a nice guy, I want Hashem should give me back. But to do a chesed to a person and not when literally this person is undercutting you. So how come you're doing that? Because you believe he doesn't undercut you, he can't undercut you. And if he does undercut me, as I'm appreciating, at least a Jew is undercutting me. Because, no question, if my business goes to shambles, because this competitor took it away, that means I had to go to shambles, period. Hashem wanted me. So at least other Jew took away my business, not a goy. Isn't it much more, much good feeling, at least the Jews are going to make now. I'll let say that. He became poor, you lost everything, you go bankrupt. But at least all this shefa, all this shefa went to other fellow Jew, and you have a chelik in it. Yet even built. So it comes out when a person is absolute true bitochen, it's no madregas. It's just like you would tell the other fellow Jew, which have no business with him. He's not hurting at all. So say, do me a favor, put in a good word. You would put in a good word. Same thing you would put in, say, if you sign up the next one, Tim Stone is being undercut by you, would do the same thing because if Aloha allows him to be there, he's a fellow Jew. I want to say something about because nobody could take away anything from you. Now comes up this knowledge is actually an essential basic knowledge that we have to live by in order to fulfill our day-to-day routine, and the same thing in any area. Come home, okay? I always say very simple to myself, in order never to get excited. I've sometimes a very, very tense schedule, because the moments or seconds, a very tense schedule. And then I have a shiur, I have to leave in afternoon, sometimes at 5 o'clock and 5:30, and exactly in order to make up my appointments, and I have to go to Brooklyn. So I call up my wife in advance and say, I have to leave, 5:30 I have to leave, make sure I'm coming home, I have only 10 minutes, I should have the supper because after that I come home 1 o'clock at night, and to eat supper 1 o'clock at night, especially if you get up at 5 o'clock, so you have still, you can't even drink your coffee, you're still flashing, I'm planning ready for my coffee break in the morning, okay, and you come home, the last 10 minutes, the supper is on the table. And come home, there's no supper, the wife is blabbing on the telephone. She forgot all about it, it's not usual. Usually supper is 6:30, 7, and she forgot. She's a human being. So how do you react? So your supper is gone. She grab a little thing, take it in the car, eat it in the car. So I called you special. So what is the first reaction in order not to get excited? It's only human. Why shouldn't you get excited? Not excited. Sensitive. Well, listen, didn't I call you? How come you speak on the phone? Okay, you could excuse her. It could excuse her once, maybe even twice. But if it happens more often, so the first reaction I told myself, which is true, there's no supper. Zril, you don't deserve supper. That's it. You don't deserve supper. Hashem made us to forget because you don't deserve the supper. For any reason, whatever it is, if I would have deserved supper, nothing on the world could make her forget. She would get up middle of the night to prepare the supper. That's the truth. Nobody could hurt you. Nobody could take away anything, the slightest little thing. If you deserve it, Hashem will make the whole world a shliach to give it to you. If you don't deserve it, your own loving wife, which wants to take care on you, will forget. It's I the one who didn't deserve it. For some reason, whatever reason it is, to make a chesmef, whatever reason it is, I don't care. I'm not going in now to maybe there's an apple waiting and this all kind of other junk food is waiting that you take in few nitzitzes and you have to eat them. And you have to, obviously she forgets and you have to get something from the fridge and go and land and in fact that there's thousands of million calculations could be put in why this thing had to happen, why the way it happened. But you always have to, this is the foundation. Without that, you could get excited and you could get into an argument and you could give a statement. But if you know that nobody could take anything away from you unless it's a shliach Hashem, not even your own wife, now, what's happening? If I reminded myself of the Chavis Avol, it's not big Baboteh, and something's not this, okay, I don't deserve it. So after my wife puts on a phone, she comes in, she's all in shock, she's all embarrassed. She says, I know you called me, I got a telephone call, I got busy. And I feel pity at her, really. I don't deserve it, and she has to be the shliach. She says, don't worry, it's not you, don't worry. I say, I'm calming her down. She's all, she says, I don't make an issue of it, and she gets all upset because she forgot. And my betochen is helping me to calm her down too. It had to happen because I didn't deserve it. What do you want? She's relaxed. So my betochen also rubs off on her. It helps her too. It totally reverses the whole attitude to life. Betochen is such a fundamental way of living that without it, almost you can't be a proper Jew. Everything is becoming shaken up. If there's no betochen, there's no foundation to life. You can't function as a Jew. Finished. It can't function. All the characteristics in the midos, in the basic fundamental midos in a person, ben odom l'chavera, ben odom l'mokab, the whole world, the whole tension, that the no menuchas hanefesh. The only area where you should be nervous, the only nervous you should be tense, the only areas you should worry is area where you really have the bechira, where you are the driver's seat. Where are the driver's seat? In Yiddish car. That's the only thing. Because Bacha gave the bechira over there. There, Ashur, the Mefachet, Tomit, fortunately, the man is always afraid, always tense, and always nervous. That Mevera should be other. He's afraid of the veris which he had. Did he do proper tshuva? Did he do mitzvahs properly? Couldn't have done it better. Because this is Hakom Yiddish Shemayim, Chutz Yiddish Shemayim. Yiddish Shemayim has been given over to me. There is no bitochen. You have no bitochen. Don't rely on Hashem when it comes. But also, when it's in front of you. Don't be busy with past things. With past things, to be nervous and to be crazy about past things, again, that takes away. That alters your mind and focus on what is in front of you. On past things, it happened, that has to happen to children and go on. Don't be busy with that. Just go on doing.
Passing away
the
past things.
Failures of the past. You failed.
Oh.
If you failed. Also, there's no point of being, what did I do yesterday? What am I going to do tomorrow? That's nonsense. What do you have to do now? I mean, the only area which Hashem lets you worry and to put your attention on is what you have to do right now. So you have in front of you to do something, you busy something which yesterday went wrong, so you say, listen, tshuva is not the time to do tshuva. You've got to do tshuva. Now do what you have to do. Don't be worried. This is the famous Balatanya says that when a person is in the middle of doing something, all of a sudden comes to his mind, it's a veil, all of a sudden wants to become about tshuva. So forget it. Don't become about tshuva now. Want to become about tshuva, make yourself an appointment. 3 o'clock in the afternoon, at a 50-minute break, I'm going to take the 50 minutes, I'm going to do tshuva. Make it, not when you have to go to that, not when you have to go to business, not even a good middle of business. All of a sudden, the impulsive awakeness, you remind yourself that you've done something terrible and you feel shattered and all of a sudden you can't function, that's the Yetzer Hara. Do things with Yeshiva Daf, you make yourself an appointment. And all of a sudden this thing comes into your mind, it's very good, so make yourself an appointment, figure out when you have a little peace of mind on your own, and sit down and start meditating on Hashem, bring yourself to the point of thinking, bring yourself to marvelous forbiddenness, and do tshuva. That's an appointment. You made an appointment with yourself. I'm going to do it. But all of a sudden, impulsively, that's a Yitzhara. Yitzhara knows he can't get you in a negative way, so he's bombarding you, bumping you with all kind of spiritual things, just to divert you and to take away the immediate what you have to do now. Just a man is has to know, is a general. He has to have his peace of mind, and that's the first thing again, B'tochen. Ashishi, the sixth thing which he has to know. Shiyedai shunor avtu v'alokim ala odam. The great goodness which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is on a man. Everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu does on a man is all ravtuv, excessive of goodness. Umashi yiskil oisoi, boy. And everything that the Kodesh Baruch Hu started off the man with, everything started miroi v'chesed v'tayva, with all the great generosity and goodness, mibli shiroi etzvarikas, that he was not worthy. Everything which we start off, which we start off having, nothing came because we deserved it. Everything came comes miroi v'tayva chesed. We loy v'tzeir of shiye olaf. And not because the Kodesh Baruch Hu has the need to give it. It's not a ASIC, it's not a business. Hashem does not do anything because he has the need to give it. Ach nedovo v'toivo v'chesed. It's nedovo. Simple, because Baruch Hu doesn't need it. It's goodness v'chesed. Kashi b'alim sh'arav chir, as we explained already above, sh'arav chir, k'mash omer dovo d'arashun, like dovo d'arashun, like dovo d'arashun, rabo iso, siso, many things he had done after you, Hashem Elokai, Hashem, my God. Nifloi secho, machshev secho, eleinu. All your wonders and all your thinking on us, ein aroich elecho. They have no value to do. Ein aroich elecho. Nothing is related to you. Like, nothing is affecting you. All the goodness which you do for us, and all the wonders which you do for us, all the thinking which you think on us, ein aroich, it's not because you're affected by it. It's not something which you have to do. Agido v'adaveiro, as much I will say and talk, it's too much I should be able to express. In other words, when you see a generous king, or you see a generous president, which a senator, anything it does fantastic things for his constituents, there's a relationship to him. Either wants to be elected again, either wants to be loved, he wants to be appreciated, whatever it is, there's some cheshm, but you have nothing of it. All the cheshm, all the great generosity now. He is a Boira Oil and created the whole world, and Kodesh Baruch Hu is busy with the slightest and a little thing with every human being. There's not one person who is being excluded from a Kodesh Baruch Hu's focus and be busy with him. Every slightest little thing is a Kodesh Baruch Hu's dictation. Nothing goes as an automatic. There's no automatic supply. Panosaf a Kodesh Baruch Hu is a continuous, ongoing Hashem's dedication, doing it, focusing on every little human being. The eyes of everyone is lifted to Hashem. Nobody is self-providing. Nobody is automatically providing. It's no automatic food. In you, in self, without messengers, without shlichim, no automation, there's no automation, there's nothing goes by automation. And you give to them as ochlam, their food, the itoy, in the time. Not only you give food, sometimes, you know, you could give food, I could take a guy, fill up his fridge. So I gave him once, I filled him up, he has 1 month supply, 1 week supply. No, be itoy. Every cup of coffee you drink, be itoy. Hashem gave it to you now. That's the reason you make a brocha continuously. You can't make a brocha in the morning, go to Hashem and thank him, gave him a full fridge there. A blessing, Hashem, I got it all from you, goodbye, not all mine, and go out. No, every time when you have any little benefit, you make a brocha. Baruch Atah Hashem, shakonim, because be itoy. It's not only Hashem gives everyone, not only Hashem gives everything, but Hashem is the one who feeds you, just like the little infant who nurses at the mother's breast. Every little food is again and again and again taken in the mother's hand and being given food. So is Hashem, Noislam's Ochlan de Itoy. And this is everyone in everyone, and therefore, Otsman is Sato, we could never even thank enough for Kodesh Baruch Hu. And this is every human being on the world. This is a part of B'tochen that we have to remember continuously, that this is built B'tochen, and we know this. Shvi, in the seventh thing, is his body etzloi. It should become absolutely clear in him, by him. Ki yesh l'chol ha'avoye sh'voyle mazeh, that every existence which is in this world, me'etzem, or this is the actual essence of the world, or mikre, or the coincidence, which doesn't have to be, it's coincidental. Gvul Yadua. Everything has his known boundaries. Nothing is by himself. Everything is limited to his boundaries. Every function, every motion in this world has a Gvul Yadua. Has a certain... V'lo Yosef, it will never go over the boundaries. V'lo Yigra, it's never going to be less. Al Ma'ashe Gozar, HaBoyer Yisborach, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu had decreed on it. The Kamusoi, in his quantity, the Echusoi, in his quality. Uzmanoi, in his time, and Mekoimoi, in his place. Ein Marve, there's no way it could be more Le Ma'ashe Gozar, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu said less. Ein Lemait, it's never going to be less. Ma'ashe Gozar, V'Reboisoi, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu made should be more. V'lo Me'ache, nothing will be delayed Le Ma'ashe Gozar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu advanced. But the magic can't advance from Asher Gozer Achrei. No way. Now, what does it mean? It says, the seventh crucial thing which you have to know in order to be a real Bateach B'Kodesh Baruch Hu, this is one of the most beautiful things. Not only everything comes from HaKodesh Baruch Hu, but it says, Kol Havaya Sheba'olam, all the things which are happening in the world, Me'etzem, from the actual happening, which is a direct happening, or mikra, a coincidental. Now, what is it? Now, let me give you. I always bring up this motion. This is a beautiful hashgacha protis, the divine providence, which is we have to believe. Which is in detail hashgacha protis, which actually was the Baal Shem Tov's message, which taught us. Here sits a man at tzaddik, learning Torah, and it's very warm, very hot, and he puts up his eyes to Hashem. He says, "My Kodesh Baruch Hu sent me a little wind. There's a little wind. I want to take a breath of it." Okay, and sits out underneath a tree, and it's out in the garden. And Hashem, he's asking everything. That's beautiful. That's tefillah. You know, with some comfort, Hashem sends a little fresh air. And Hashem, all of a sudden, from nowhere, it comes a breeze, a wind, direct at this tzaddik. That's called me'etzem. Kol avayah sheba'olam, any existence of them, me'etzem, from the actual essence, which is here, direct action of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You saw a direct action of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's called me'etzem. So you have to believe this comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's exact measurement, not more, not less, in time and space. It's directed to inside. If we have a way to measure what happened, where the wind is coming, where the wind is going, the timing and the location and the structure, he actually literally could see this is in a direct shlichus from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to this particular person, for this particular tefillah, for this particular fulfillment, and that's it. You could see it very clearly. Now, what is the mikra? The mikra is the coincidence which comes out of this etzer. Hashem obviously sends this man a wind, but there's trees where the wind is going through, and as a result of the wind, the trees have to shake. And the leaves are shaking, and every leaf has its normal, natural shaking. You have to believe, to the emesdik, you have to believe in Hashgacha Pratis. There's not one shake of a leaf makes an extra movement unless it hasn't decreed by Kodesh Baruch Hu directly that how much the leaf should shake, to what extent, to what degree, and how many times, location wise, time wise, place wise. This is called the mikra. It says you have to believe that she's bore etzem, should be clean a person's mind. Ki yesh lekolava, everything which is happening is etzem, from the actual happening, which is a direct order from HaKadosh Baruch Hu sending away for this particular person. That I could understand, because Hashem makes an extraordinary thing for this one. But in mikra, but any. Nothing, everyone has a gvul yadua, as an actual known boundary, there's a known purpose for that. Lo yisaliga, the leaf will not advance a little, will not, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu had not decreed. In quantity, in quality, in time, in place, nothing could be more. Now, it couldn't be less. Hashem couldn't care if he shakes or not. However, since Hashem wants to send the wind, and since Hashem made nature so that when every wind comes through a tree, the leaf has to shake, but he couldn't care if he shakes or not. There's no such a thing. Now, this is a big madrega, and there's Rishonim, Kadmonim, which actually said not so. The Set Hashgacha process does not intervene on these little things, which is not important, because Baruch Hu did create nature, and therefore let nature take its own course, which is also true. And this is Bagoyim, this, but when it comes to an action, the function has to do with a yid and it's a tzaddik. Because the more a yid is miyachad as HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we learn the Shara Yichud, the more a Jew is unifying HaKadosh Baruch Hu in every second and every experience and everything on in this world, defines the course and everything, the, according how much you're unifying Hashem and finding Hashem, everything, according that Hashem is busy with you in everything. When a Jew is a tzaddik and sees in everything a lukus, so obviously he sees a lukus. You know, would you believe this is this ventilator? The ventilator is turning. So he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu busy turning it now. Then he turns down this little wind, all of a sudden you feel a little bit of comfort of it next to the dump field. Leave me alone. There's a nature, because what makes electricity, makes bearings, and makes this thing. Ultimately, goes. Of course, the Kodesh Baruch Hu made it to put him on. Kodesh Baruch Hu gets the guy to donation for the yeshiva. Kodesh Baruch Hu gets all this thing, yes. But Kodesh Baruch Hu now is evolving. We're just ventilating, sending him around again. Every image is coming down. Come on. Yes, that's what you have to believe. Because if you see everything is on a course, you see there's no electricity, there's no ventilator, there's no wind. Unless Hashem now. Hashem is the electricity. Hashem is the one who makes the wind. Hashem makes it, turns the vent. Everything is Hashem. And there's boundaries, there's limits, there's everything which Hashem does. Now, this is actually one of the ingredients of to have the maximum bitachon. This way, there's never a situation that you could slip. There's never a situation that you could consider. And this way, you're always Hashem continuously, because you see Elokus in every little part. Because if you could only take, you limit the Kodesh Baruch involvement in the world, that means you're limiting yourself in recognizing Kodesh Baruch in every part. There's no limits of Elokus in this world. It means Ashgocha Protis. In everything which will be happening on the this side of everything comes from who nixer. Everything is the key from Kodesh Baruch Hashakodam, but Tchilas idea. And it goes further. Everything which is happening in this way, which Hashem is on the who nix already has been originally decreed, Ashakodam, but Tchilas idea, which was known already in advance. Everything which we know, which is ready for the decrees of Kodesh Baruch Hu, everything has reasons, and every reason has other reasons. And the one who doesn't understand the world, Yachshu would think that the reason only was renewed now, we have to be changed. It has to be changed around. It's just like, you know, again, I will bring my analogy. When you watch a movie. You watch a movie. Now, as I always explain, when you watch a 2-hour movie, 3-hour movie, all you're getting is the 95% of the first part of the 95% of the movie is all data, information, which one has nothing to do with all. I've seen here, I've seen here, a dama here, a dama there. But everything you know is a preparation, it's event. Eventually, it's going to end up, everything will have a meaning. And then you're supposed to get the answer the last 5-10 minutes of the movie. That's a great movie. Now, when a person creates things on a haphazardly, you do things, you know, and then you say, "What?" Then you're going to figure what I'm going to do with it. So nothing is pre-planned. So you can say things are happening, and because of the happening, then you do the best out of it. But you know, when you watch a movie, you know things doesn't happen haphazardly. Everything which is going on the screen was already in the film, and everything was put on a film which was a design with a plan. Without a plan. Now, when all of a sudden you watch a movie right in the beginning, when you have absolutely no idea where it leads, what the message is supposed to be, all of a sudden a crazy picture comes in. This is, how did this come in? It's crazy. It's nothing to do with this. Nothing to do with this. Imagine you're watching a movie and it has to do with Hollywood. All of a sudden there's a disadvantaged guy sitting with 1,000 feet learning Torah. What is this guy coming into? So you say, well, accident. Somebody beamed in some new picture. Now we have to make up how we can combine this thing. We have to match it up. You know, it's not a film producer that goes in the film, goes, it's there for a reason. As crazy idea would be, every day for a sibah, and then comes the audience, a sibah for this sibah. Everything is there for a reason. Oh, you don't understand it. wait till the end of it, but the one who produced it. That's exactly the way I have to look at Kodesh Baruch Hu's involvement. There's no such thing. All of a sudden you came, and you interfered with Hashem, so Hashem says, well, I have to make a change now. Hashem planned one thing, but you have Bechira, and you come to interfere with the Kodesh Baruch Hu's world, so Kodesh Baruch Hu is forced out to do something else. He became bad, he became this and this, this one has the right to kill, and so all of a sudden he made a Shirach should be this and this and this guy, but all of a sudden this guy is Bechira, he killed him, he murdered him, he has to take his widow, he has to take that. All of a sudden things have to change. But then again, then you start competing with the Kodesh Baruch Hu's around. He says to know, you have to know that everything which is happening could nixar Ashokodam Batchila said, this was already decreed, this is all planned in Zan, which Hashem knew it only that it's all planned out. And everything should call Akzilis according to the Dear Saboy, the Siboy, the Siboy, Siboy. Everything has a Sib as a purpose, and a purpose has another purpose. In Misha Eni, Meibim, in Yonah Oilam, Yachshah, the one who doesn't understand the way the world is run by Kodesh Baruch Hu, as we said, that everything, the Torah is the design and the plan. But he will think that Siva Mischadesh, a new thing came into existence. Mechayev Shina in Yonim demands a new change. His subkusim, things have to be changed around, meaning to other places. But Siva Chalushin Ekalim, Yoyis Memena Shina Achilav Ba'atma. But it's no way. Any circumstances is too weak, it's too insignificant. that we should demand a change in a Kodesh Baruch's plan. Kashanir, as we will see, Hagar Gere Echo Melech, if you just take one little weed, one seed of a weed, Matzmiach Shloish Mer Shibolim. I don't know if it, how do you figure this out, but obviously it must be the month today. We must have a statistic that if you plant one seed of a weed, how much does it grow? 300 shibolim. How do you call it shibolim? Full stock. Now how much is in a stock? How much wheat is in a stock? But every stock, how much wheat do you have? Well, probably you have a few dozen, right? So imagine it multiplies 300 times a few dozen, whatever it is. That means that everything, so just like when you plant a seed, you have no way to figure out what the outcome will be from that particular single seed. So is everything in this world, what is happening, is one little plantation. And the far-reaching outcome, you have no imagination where it comes out, or one brings out the other. It says very clearly. It says, one seed brings 300 stalks, and every stalk has 30 seeds. So 30 times 600. It's 18,000. Right? It's 18,000. It means, that's what you say, I don't know, 1,000 years ago, how he made this calculation, how it's supposed to be. I mean, I think scientists could really prove it, that every seed which you of wheat produces 18,000. Imagine the impact. The Agargir Echot symbol comes out that this one seed will be the reason the Seder Salot Makorev Lem for 10,000. How can you understand that? How is the power of one little seed should produce 10,000 to 18,000? All the other seeds, which is being planted. Will we say Adam, the man's existence, Yisharachaim, and any other living creatures, comes from Tipa Sazera, comes from a drop of a sperm. A big fish, the biggest fish comes with a little egg fish, which is so small, it runs such a big fish. But, and all this thing is pre-designed. Everything is pre-designed by Kodesh Baruch Hu. And all this thing is not coincidental. So what it tries to bring us at, just like I said, Ashgocha for divine providence, is that yes, and everything is a Kodesh Baruch Hu's attention and focus and design. And there isn't the slightest little thing which is happening in this world. Expect the greatest plan, impact, which the world has. So say, how could you really believe? So take nature for granted. Take nature. Say, one little seed. Could you figure out what this little seed is bringing? What? Take a little sperm. If Chazal says, Chaz v'shon, if a person sheds sperm from a zerem, it's a zerem levatole. It's killing the foot, like it's killing people. I mean, it's very difficult. It's very not realistic to think that way. What am I saying? Look, the greatest man, like the Chazal Shlokov Eschaim, came from that little drop, and that's it, what it is. And you have no idea what the potential of this drop is, but you're shining it with no cheshbonos. So when you look at the outcome, which is in nature, that everything, the slightest little thing, the cause and effect, the effect of a cause is not related to no way in any proportion to the cause. No way. So obviously, you have to give the greatest respect for the slightest little cause as you would see the greatest effect in this world. It's an effect. And this is the effect of the real Ashgocha Pratim, which has to be continuously remembered. Same thing with Tirdas HaNefesh. You see, when a person is being annoyed with business, Lahagdim, he wants to advance Mashi'icha Rabbi Yisrael, because Bokhus is postponing, he wants to advance it. Lahachar, he wants to postpone Mashi'icha, because Bokhus is advancing. Laharbos Mashi'imit, he wants to make more, something which Bokhus gives less. Okay, let's stop here.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגדי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגדי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגדי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@hl.com